Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello and welcome to the White Noise Podcast, episode 8 or 9?
I think it's 9.
9!
9, yeah.
Still yeah. It's the podcast, isn't it? We're back.
Yes. Love this energy, man.
It's great to be back.
You took a bit too much before I introduced you, Max.
Introduce me. It's episode 9. People know who I am.
This could be someone's first.
The guy called the Slug thinks people know who he is. Yeah. I'm joined by Sluggy Smith.
Slug.
Cheers, guys. Great to be here.
Slug.
So good to be here, guys.
Smithy.
So fucking good to be here.
Well,
in fact, I hate Smithy more than I hate Slug. It's Smithy, I think, of James, whatever his name is, Corden from that show.
The original
well, Sluggy's
Slug.
Okay.
Huh?
Green light for Sluggy?
I'm not happy with it, but...
it's a green light, it's going to go. And Tom Looney.
Yes.
Looney.
Thank you very
much. He's back. They didn't have enough evidence.
Not too soon either.
Over on the headquarters of operations, I don't know, it's Ethan, isn't it?
Boo.
Why is he talking so slow?
Ethan James.
No, you don't deserve a chance. Deserve a chance. Earn the great chance, which is Looney and Sluggy Smithy. Yeah.
Sluggy Smithy, brilliant.
Okay, Smithy?
Even Ryan's got a chant.
Yeah,
but he chanted himself. That's the
he
saddest.
He does, doesn't he? Yeah, don't do that.
So let's program the AI producer to not chant his own name. I reckon that's what we need to do.
It's gone rogue.
Ethan, how are you?
Oh, I'm delighted, Stephen. It's good to get lovely feedback from everyone, so I feel fantastic.
I'd rather have lovely feedback, you know, like Oscar Pistorius when he sends his off to be cleaned or something.
Yeah,
I'd rather
suppose
have...
that would as well.
Ooh, these are lovely feet, he says.
Reading the comic.
Have you got another one?
He's only got one, hasn't he? Yeah. Has he got two?
He's got two, baby.
He's got two, yeah.
Lovely feet, yeah.
I met Oscar Pistorius.
Did you?
What, on your travels?
No.
When did you meet him?
Before all the murder stuff.
When you worked in...
No, he came into Zavarian College when I was at college there to do like a talk.
What's Zavarian College?
It's just my college. It's on. It's in Rusholme, just on the Curry Mile.
If I was in college, I'd like to Rusholme.
Yeah.
Tell me about. I'd love a curry.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
We'll get you on.
Thanks. Great new segment.
No. We need to address this now. Actually, things went a little wry. Not like the fucking rhino. Well, must be away. Do you want? Let's get into it. Make some notes. Max's fish segment. We had the squid on.
Yeah, this is great.
Max leapt at the chance to just feed himself prawn sandwiches and crab sticks.
Squid, very clever. Very clever.
Fucking genius, isn't it?
You don't give the slug an opportunity like that.
Yeah,
I woke up at like
fucking sea slug
3 o'clock that morning. I was just like, I'm starving. What have I got? 16 fucking seafood sticks.
You are great.
Good eating, baby. They're not great, but you know.
Have you heard that White Noise podcast? Yeah, a bloke named Max was eating crab sticks the other day. Sounds good. That yeah. Go check it out. We had Ryan's crying. Why have I put Ryan's crying?
Did he have a bad segment?
Probably.
I think he was generally bad.
I thought his You Laugh, You Lose was awful, but Max... Everyone laughed but me.
So I laughed because... So there was one line which was, I've got like 2 hours left to live, so I thought I'd do stand-up, which Liam laughed at, which then made me laugh.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So it's like, I you know... It was
laughter is infectious.
So infectious.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
We also had Joe's return.
Yeah.
But then Joe did the worst ever segment, which was just him.
Oh, so he was trying to. So he was
of
like
white noise, wasn't it?
White noise. So he's like, oh, I've got orange noise.
But he'd describe it, and we'd have to guess whether it was true or false.
Yeah.
Has he done something like that before?
I don't know. He's not well, is he? So I believe I've got a top 10 moment. Not my words. I've
fucking seen it, mate.
I didn't see it. I didn't really see it coming. I'm a beanie. Yeah. Someone filled it with beans. And there I am, sat with beans down my head. Do you know what was sad about that in particular? Was I was sat out there in the corridor drinking bean juice, thinking, oh, I don't want to make a mess of the chair. No one sees that.
No.
Drinking bean juice.
Yeah.
So good. That is not a top 10 moment.
No. It's probably got more chance than that. Than that one. What else happened? Oh, IMAX was awful last week. So.
Yeah, it was not very good. That was last week was the first week where I came in. I was like, I actually think this is bad.
That's not like you.
No.
Joe, you've had some great ones.
I was disappointed as
series.
I was playing it. I was like, this is awful.
Yeah.
Because some of them have been okay.
What was the premise?
Just another Ryan Smokes Weed thing, which is...
What?
Yeah, mate, that's my crazy mind making things up again.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't put that out in the universe because my boy is in Turkey having a good time.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. He's on a lad's holiday. Isn't he?
Oh, he's looking forward to that.
Yeah.
He was giddy with excitement and...
And it was expensive. That was 700 quid all inclusive.
More than that, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, he didn't even want to stay for the Patreon episode. But I said, Ryan, you got to.
Yeah, you got to.
I just
want
to be in Turkey. I said, fucking wait.
Went to his house before then.
That'd make you go
to
quicker,
get an Uber here.
Oh.
And he showed me his suitcase full up, you know, like he'd been packing.
Yeah.
Weird flex.
Very strange, but. Oh, what, you're saying I'm flexing?
No, no, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, sorry. the things I've seen, guys.
From both of you, really.
But, yeah, no, it's you know, it's nice of him to show that he's so keen for this holiday.
Mm. Yeah, well, I'm sure he's having good fun. Mm. Ethan, you lost your voice the other day, didn't you?
I did.
At a Sam Fender concert.
Oh, it was bloody brilliant, Stephen.
What's your coarse language, please? You know, you're already on a knife edge with the viewers.
That is a good point, yes.
Weren't you there with Joe?
Well, I was meaning to meet him, but I had a disaster.
Oh, what was the disaster?
So the big idea was I was getting to Newcastle train station. I was going to give my bag to my mother.
Did she do it as well?
Oh, no, sorry.
Oh, right.
She's not on anything like that.
That you know of?
That I know of. So I was giving her my bag to look after so I don't have to take her to the concert, you see. She rang me up, said, is it all right if you do me a favour? Can you come with us to the Metro Centre?
Mm.
I was like, oh, but I meant to go meet McGrath. So I was like, oh, all right, we'll do it anyway.
Good of you, Ethan.
I know, thank you.
Didn't say much convincing, did you?
Well, it was to look after the dog, you see, Tom.
Right, okay.
So I went in the car, dog on knee, went to the Metro Centre. She went into the shop, waited there, and the dog smeared shit all over my legs, you see.
Oh, no.
I was all
were you wearing
up.
Trousers or were you like your legs?
What was going on with them two, if he wasn't wearing trousers?
Well, because if he had like little shorts on, he could go into the toilet and wash his leg off. But if he had like nice long flares on, he'd have to get the flares cleaned.
True.
Bro loves music.
Yeah.
After Sam Fender, where's my flares? Where's my long sweeping flares? I'm going to get pushed around if I'm not wearing them.
Ethan said he smeared shit on my leg, so I thought his leg was out.
Made shit on his leg.
So the dog took a shit while it was up against your leg and shit onto your leg.
So he had a runny tummy, you see.
Oh.
So he smeared himself all over my legs. Because I said to my mum in the car, I said, the dog smells. She went, he doesn't smell. I've washed him with baby shampoo. I do that thing to the dog. You don't smell, do you?
Did she even believe the dog had done that when she came back in?
Well,
she went, I think you're a fucking menace, you.
I will never believe this wasn't you.
Did she scrub you with baby shampoo?
No. Well, okay. All she could rustle up, Max, was a few baby wipes. And I was like, this isn't going to cut the mustard, I'm afraid. And I'm really bad with things like poo.
Having shit all over you.
Yeah.
I'm not great with that.
Not a fan.
I do get a bit whiny.
Yeah. And I was struggling with it for a bit.
Pretty suspicious of a man who's great with it.
Yeah.
I fucking love it.
But Joe was busy. I was born in shit.
You got any of that dog shit left?
Yeah, he was heartbroken that I couldn't meet up with him after that.
I agree with that.
You eating that?
Max, trying to turn over a new leaf here with some clever comedy. Yeah. Don't look for your next prompt.
He's checking his phone.
I was 3 minutes into the podcast before I mentioned poo.
That's horrible, that.
Yeah, sorry about that, mate.
It's funny, though. Yeah. It's good fun. What what breed's your dog?
A Cavapoo.
Did you still go?
Got the car back up, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I changed to me backup trousers.
Had to wear your mum's dress.
No, just my stepdad's jeans.
Oh, yeah. Which you don't have.
No, which I don't have. Yeah. No.
I'll never be your son, he shouted.
Fucking good. Whose son of mine's going to be covered in dog shit?
Poo crunches are mine.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Oh, the Patreon. So we will have filmed the Great Patron Special next time you see us. And it won't be out by then. But for June, it's... I'm a little bit nervous to film this. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say what it is, just in case, you know, other podcasts pinch it. So, you know, it's going to be great fun and so many funny moments, and we're all dreading it.
Nothing but
tears. £4 a month, and you will get all of our Patreon episodes, which there's about 10. 9 or 10.
Yeah, yeah.
We posted a bonus video this week, which was me and Ryan doing a best friend test. We're not best friends. That's what we established.
Really?
Yeah. But, you know, extra episode every week. Oh, the phone-in on the Patreon episodes. Oh, this week you get to see Ethan on the podcast. Well, when this comes out. Also, we have a Discord disco with Max, although Max is retired from that. Cause
yeah, moving on. You can party too hard, apparently.
Yeah.
And, my God. Woo, my feet are tired. My legs are dead. So I'm passing it on. Passing on the torch to my boy Tom.
Could be gout. I'll take it.
Yep, it's definitely gout. And it's yours now.
Right.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, look forward to it.
You can do it. I mean, the bar is so low.
It is.
So
you've done nothing, low. Have you?
No,
really. No, I set it all up.
You set it up, but then you...
I set it up. I've given them rooms to... Look, I'm a chaperone.
Yeah.
Chaperones don't get involved. You don't go to... Oh, chaperone. My dad's chaperoning me to the prom. I'm going to dance with my dad all night.
No. All he's done is mod it. He's done his Discord mod.
Yeah, yeah. That, which it needs. Because there's been bullying. Which has is, been. Yeah.
Anyway, let's get on to the... is it Feast Day Resistance or Peace Day Resistance? Where's James Ormond when you need
peace,
it?
Yeah. Peace, yeah. Feast. Man of Feast.
Tom Looney, you've been off travelling Europe.
Yeah, man.
How was it? Did you feel well rested?
Not at all.
God, how long was it? Like 20 days off? Yeah, 3 months off?
Do you know what? I mean, I should temper this slightly by saying, look, obviously the trip I booked with an ex-partner. Well, my ex-partner.
It was my ex-partner. Fuming. What a liability that is. Hope you and Craig have a shit time. He never fucked me.
So, you know, I mean, the pace of that trip is maybe a little bit different. You know,
couple
obviously.
Spas.
Why are we pulling over in these lay-bys, Tom?
And obviously it is. That's a long time to be away. It's like 16 days.
Are you still friends?
We're still friends.
But there was moments where you said, would you just fuck off?
He won't be watching this. Yeah. No, it was just, do you know what? It was just a long time, like just for two guys to be away, especially because... bearing in mind, I had a really good time, but I am knackered because obviously I really fell out with drinking on this holiday.
The guy you took is a bit of a lad as well, isn't he?
Oh, big lad.
Yeah.
Well, thinks he is. He's chasing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's Jake's a bigger drinker than me. And I think that was just a little bit of a... I think I prefer to drink less on holiday, have a few nights where I go for it. And then have days, you know, you get up, kind of fill your day a little bit. And, you know, don't worry about going to bed at 10:30, 11.
Yeah.
You know, tired, and then go again
the next
day.
You're tired.
But, yeah, just I felt like I didn't want to, you know, Jake's come along. I don't want to be, like, dismissive. I don't want to not go out. So I probably went out more than I should have done.
Was the times when you had your eye mask on your forehead going, yeah, I'll come out. Yeah, no, I didn't have anything planned.
I did have a face mask on a couple of nights.
Is this like a Lenore, whatever they are?
No, I have a clay mask that I do. It's just good.
Brand of butter.
And you're sweating, you've got sun cream on, you know.
It's just... it?
I don't know. What's that? What am I thinking of?
The old Lenore pack. Lenore, that's the thing, isn't it?
You got your face down in a turbosage.
Lenore's a detergent, isn't it? Oh, it's a fabric softener.
Hey, it works.
Can you answer the call, please? Looks like it says McManus.
Oh, no, it'll be I know what this will be.
What is it?
I think it's the doctors.
Let Maxi's taxis answer.
No,
go on,
doctors.
Go on. Just a really really sassy woman saying you got AIDS. It's not good. You best tell Jake.
If it goes again, let me know.
Should be off, actually.
Yeah, sorry.
Embarrassing,
though. Rules. So where did you go?
So went to... So it didn't start brilliantly. Did I tell you?
I thought it started brilliantly.
Yeah, so... I did tell you, didn't I? Right. So I had a bit of a night. So flying from Luton.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because it's the flight to Tallinn, Estonia. You can't fly direct from most of the places.
It's a romantic holiday starts in Luton town.
Fucking, this one nearly finished in Luton. but we set off with enough time to get down there.
But good.
Not... enough time for an act of God to go against us. Literally, we got to Birmingham, or like north of Birmingham, and I didn't see the motorway again because it was just
foggy.
Massive accident, problem, something happened, and we were just on like little
cloud
country
nine
lanes.
That it wasn't you?
Sorry?
Must have been on cloud nine that it wasn't
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, of
you
course. I mean,
we are so fucking blessed.
You're just driving past it going...
I know I didn't see what happened.
Places
but,
to be, guys.
Just shut the motorway.
You should have your hands on the wheel. Not
so, yeah, a lot of country lanes with, like, temporary lights and stuff. Oh. So, anyway, we get to the airport.
It's nice to see the countryside, though, isn't it?
It's lovely to see the countryside. England is a beautiful place. You don't need to leave to have
little,
a
little win before your holiday starts.
I've checked the... so, there's a couple of things to note here. One, I hadn't checked in because I had baggage. And when I went on my app, it said... mobile check-in not available, go to the counter. Okay? And I checked the thing for the counter and it was like, it'll shut an hour before the flight. So I was like, oh, God, you know, a bit dicey here, but I think we'll make it. Anyway, I get to the long stay car park and we get the bus and it's like, I would have called ahead if there was a problem. I'm shitting it a little bit, but I can see that we're going to get there about an hour 15 before the flight at the latest. Oof. Which is not great. But anyway, we get there.
Be a mess at this point.
And they start, and anyway, they were being really funny with us for about 15 minutes.
What were they saying?
They wouldn't,
knock, knock.
We're not going to let you Gallic on the flight.
Booked it, magnet, frigged up. Anyway, an hour passes is the flight.
After that set. That was just a warm-up.
Yeah, I mean, well, they were being about the check-in. I was like, well, I wasn't able to check in, and I've got bags to drop, so maybe that's why. Anyway, they sent me to a desk to check in, to pay for it. They were trying to make me pay. Basically, I think there's been a bit of a problem with the check-in, which I think is an internet problem with an app problem. Which has been happening anyway, and because of that confusion, it cost us about 15 minutes. And then they said, when we come to do it, they're like, oh no, we've sent the flight list off, you can't get on the flight.
You're kidding.
Tom.
Yeah.
So you've been in Luton for 2 weeks?
Two weeks.
2 fucking weeks? Oh my God, no wonder you were drinking
your eye mask on.
Couldn't get the car out of the long stay.
But he's blimey Luton.
Oh God! Yeah,
just eating from vending machines. Still, it's a change of scenery, isn't it?
Fucking nightmare. So we scrambled, and I paid about £350 to book a flight.
Look, Joe's dog. Thanks, Ryan.
To book a flight to Kaunas a little bit later on, so you know.
£350
For people who, for geography is not the strong point.
Kaunas, I guess that's in Ireland.
Is in Lithuania.
Nope.
So it's kind of, it's below middle of Lithuania. So bearing in mind, the trip finished in Kaunas. So instead of picking my car up from Tallinn, we went to Kaunas. Obviously get there at fucking midnight or something. I've had to rearrange the car hire. Treat myself to a better car. So I got a nice Kia Sportage, a nice SUV.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, it was good. And then, yeah, so we drove about an hour and a half. Then on the night, just as far as I could get before I thought I should rest, we stayed in some random little place called Villa Sanzilla in the middle of nowhere.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, I thought it was quite nice. Jake wasn't happy, but I feel like he was just in a bad mood. Yeah,
surprising.
I know, yeah.
Did you remind him how blessed you were just to be alive?
Just to be alive, you know, after what had happened on the M1.
And the upgrade on the car rental. I would have spat in his face at that point.
Then, next day we drove 5.5 hours to Tallinn. And so the holiday started less than 24 hours late. So we did all right to make the time up, considering there are not regular flights.
But then
flights.
You know what? You're with a mate.
Yep.
You know, you're travelling the world. You know, you're having a good time.
Yeah. You know, it was fun. It was a bit tiring. But yeah, we went out. We had a good time in Tallinn on the first night. Even though we're a bit tired. And then, you know, the holiday starts.
There you go.
It's all in the past then.
So where did you go that was, eye-opening and went, wow?
So when we left the airport in Kaunas on that night, bearing in mind I'm a little bit delirious, I'm a bit tired. We've been driving. I didn't take the insurance on the car because I was like, I've spent so much money that I didn't want to spend.
Yeah.
And I'd had to pay more. I'd had to pay more money on the car rental because obviously I'd done it last minute. Because I got the money back for the other one, but that's the best they could do for me. They couldn't give me another pickup. So I already spent quite a bit of money, so I just got the basic windshield and like tire insurance. I thought, I'll be fine.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
That's really
10 minutes out of the airport in the pitch black, driving down a dark country road. What comes fucking charging towards me? A bear!
Really?
A bear.
What?
I know, yeah. That's honestly, but like literally, I had to swerve because a fucking stupid bear is like goes.
Hey,
like,
boys!
Cross.
Room for one more.
Lithuanian bear.
Good job.
but he's crossing the road, but he's like galloping on all fours.
Thought you could escape me. You're next.
He was on all fours.
Yeah, you know how they run.
Yeah.
You've seen a bear run?
Never.
they don't run.
Sort of a gay man on all fours in the middle of the road.
But he's kind of bending his run, so he's running,
to be fair.
Running towards me a little bit. So I thought, oh, shit, he's stupid. He's
going to have to get out.
We're going
to
collide.
My windshield and tyres. So,
obviously, I don't want to hit a massive bear.
Would you hit a small one?
I don't want to hit a small one.
Did you deliberate all this at the time? Hit the bear, don't hit the
big
bear.
Big time, I thought this is going to be the first animal I hit.
And then Jake's just going,
fucking another thing.
You got plenty of room.
Boring.
On the road.
Typical. Yeah.
So I had
just
to swerve.
Just fucking down in a few pipes.
But I swerved at pretty much what I felt the limit. But I don't really, never driven a car this big.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's all I have, but not at like pace.
Killed the bear, haven't you?
I've driven a camper van around, but... yeah, but this obviously I'm going quite fast, so I swerved and
hit two bears.
But at the limit of what I felt the car could do before, I thought we're going to flip.
Oh,
and I
God.
Just honestly, like I could see its fucking eyes.
Wow.
With the headlights before I kind of I thought it was going to hit the side of the car.
Like a bear obviously, in the headlights.
Didn't feel anything, so I'm assuming we avoided each other.
I drove over a brick.
Sorry, on the way to Alton Towers.
No, just here.
Just here.
Just really? Out on the road, yeah. Fuck. Clunk underneath.
Fucking bricks doing in the road.
I know.
Makes me sick.
So, where was there on your trip that was just, holiday-esque, you know, this holiday-esque. Is gorgeous. Anywhere you'd recommend?
So far it's been a bit of a downer.
No, I'll give you a quick summary of the three places. So, okay. Estonia, a bit dry.
Yeah.
A lot more Scandinavian. There's a lot of Finns there. Language and the culture is a little bit similar. Very, very beautiful place. So, like, they've got like loads of national parks, and you know, if you get out towards the coast, beautiful. But culture-wise, it was the driest of the three. I thought.
Okay.
We were in Pärnu, which is a summer city on the coast.
Oh yeah, spring break.
Well, we just happened to be there for Grillfest.
Grillfest, yeah,
which is the start of the summer.
Yes,
big massive, you know, fucking Grillfest
with a question: possible paedophiles. I've only just got it.
Jake seething in the corner.
Yeah, he's one all right.
Yeah, Grillfest was good. But yeah, Riga, Latvia, very good. I think it's a bit of a stag destination. There's a few signs there saying, like, you know, no stags and stuff. We went there during the week.
I killed a stag last night.
But that was good. I recommend it. But Lithuania was the best of the three. Nice. Vilnius, beautiful.
Vilnius.
Absolutely beautiful city.
Never even heard of most of these places.
Do you know what? Honestly, walking around it, you'd think you were in, like, one of the European powerhouse capitals, like, with beautiful architecture and historical wealth. But it's not overrun by tourists. It's got a great pace to it. Beautiful cobbled streets, loads of restaurants and bars, and it's busy all the time.
Nice.
Lovely.
Very nice.
Recommend it. Get yourself down to Vilnius. And then we finished in Kaunas, which was an hour away. In time for, so their big sport is basketball.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, is that, what's that?
Zalgiris.
Zalgiris.
Yeah, so we just happened to meet some, it's funny, it happened a few times, actually, where we'd meet people who were, happening with a Latvian person and a couple of people in Lithuania, where you're speaking to them and they sound native, and then they realise you're English. Turns out they lived in Ireland for a bit, and they switch their accent and they just sound really, they just sound really
agents.
Yeah, it happened like two or three times. So we went to the basketball. It was like their NBA playoff kind of thing between the two big teams.
So quite literally, aren't they?
Yeah, that was an experience.
6'5". Whereabouts was it on your journey where you started doing karaoke?
So, tell you who loves the karaoke, the Finns. The Finns love it. They're like, honestly, the Finns and the Japanese.
And Japanese Finns is something you associate with sharks.
Yeah, of course.
There you go.
Yeah.
Exactly. Watch so that's the, that. You know. But yeah, the bar in Panu that was like the place to kind of go if you want to be out a bit later. Was the karaoke bar, and it was just fun, full of old Finnish guys.
What was your song?
They ain't finished. We'll be out for a few more hours.
Well, my song, I had a big night on the karaoke in Riga, and I've decided my song, well, my opening song anyway, is The Gambler by Kenny Rogers.
Fucking hell.
Going to give us a taste?
Absolutely not. That's for the Patreon.
That's for the Patreon,
Wow, yeah. That's good. Yeah. It's a good little exclusive. Because of copyright, not because he's shy.
Yeah. But you know, I actually had quite a good night in Riga. And then so the girl that was on the karaoke kept asking me to come up and sing with her.
You said, I'll come up something. You're chuff, love. And then she just pulled the microphone away from your mouth.
Clip that.
Yeah, sorry, I hit a bear a few days ago. I'm not being too good. Pulled the eye mask, fake eyes on.
Yeah. I'm in a bit of a difficult place at the moment. That was not about you.
Well, that's lyrics to my original hit. So
Jake's just rolling his eyes.
Is there anywhere where you're like, oh, this isn't up to much?
I'd say, so there's maybe two places that were like, So Tallinn, I feel like it's very, very beautiful old town.
Yeah.
But for, I don't know if it's because we were there a little bit earlier in the week.
Yeah.
But it was all right. It didn't compare to Riga and Vilnius. And we went to Jūrmala, which is just on the coast, on the Bay of Riga. But I think it was a bit early in the summer. Because it's like a bit of a party place. Yeah. So at one point we were sat at some beach bar called Duvali. And it's like open till 5 a.m. And it's like just like there's a DJ on. It's fucking booming. And I just looked in the thing. It's undercover on the beach. And it's just Jake sat on his own. Just with a gin and tonic. It was quite a
fun. He sounds like he had a miserable time.
No, he didn't. He had a good time. Which we went to see what was happening on the beach was all. And obviously this was open. You know, it's like, it may have picked up a little bit, but to be fair, while we're in Jūrmala, it was nice because it's a bit of a resort place. So we went to a spa 2 days in a row in the main hotel. It was gorgeous.
Wow.
You know, that little bar in the pool.
Yeah, mate, yeah.
Great
nice.
Sauna, steam room. God. Beautiful.
Lovely.
A lot of Russians.
Oh, yeah.
Did that ruin it for you?
No, Tom's close. He's got some links to the Russians.
Yeah. Jake was struggling a bit. I think they were getting in his head a little bit. call them scumbags. I think they're not as chatty. But when you're, I think the Russians that you're around especially in places like Yamala, where it's like a lot of people have holiday homes and stuff. People with money. It's money Russians. So yeah, they keep themselves to themselves. But you know,
not always.
All in all, very nice trip. Kind of an underrated part of the world. Very easy to get to now, though. You know, with your cheap flights.
Not for you.
Not for me.
£350.
I mean, at that
point, that's half an all-inclusive holiday to Turkey. Is,
okay, there's, so
God, I'd love to go there.
The fucking like they were definitely in the wrong. Like they closed the thing early.
Do you want to make a broadcast statement to them? Call out the airline and all that.
Wizz Air, yeah.
Wizz Air.
Wizz Air.
Wizz Air.
Fucking hell.
What do you mean?
Wizz Air. That's an awful name, Wizz Air.
You never heard of Wizz Air before?
No.
Wizz Air is like one of the biggest budget... well, the big... they're all budget airlines.
Yeah, not for me, mate.
You've got national airlines and then you've got budget airlines.
I've got
you?
The biggest budget. Book me a flight.
But yeah, I mean, do you know what? They retrieved my coat for me when I left that on the plane.
Oh, that's all right, yeah.
So the staff, there was a member of staff that was quite nice at the end of my trip back in Luton.
So they got like £350 from you, of course, they're nice.
But, yeah, they were, I think they, Jake seems to think that they had a lot of flights going out in a short space of time and they just wanted to, you know, once the queue stopped, they just closed the like the register for the flight. Because there was five of us that didn't get on the flight. They definitely closed it early. But you need proof. But I do have some proof. So
You had a GoPro on your head, didn't you?
Yeah. So
just underneath the eye mask.
Well, she sent me over to the check-in desk to pay, even though I wasn't supposed to pay. But the slip that she gave me had a time stamp on it.
Oh, and it was her slip.
Yeah. So I've got a time stamp. So I, you know.
Are you going to do anything with
this? This isn't over yet, Wizz Air.
Oh, nice.
It is for the podcast, though.
Yeah.
Going to move on to Max, who has some great news.
Yes, my pillow story.
No, the other one.
I want to hear that, though.
We'll get on to that. Your great news.
Oh, yeah. What, the? Did I not say this last week?
No.
Okay. Is it what I'm thinking about?
You told me it the other day.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
What? Is it a duty manager bit or the other one?
No, you're employee,
employee of the month.
Oh,
not here.
Is there another
really, not
employee?
Here.
He's
are you kidding?
Big trouble here.
Am I?
He's clinging.
I've worked so fucking
he's on
hard.
His final morning.
I am
here.
At home sweating.
Yeah, it's part of the problem, mate. No one wants to see that.
Backbreaking work for the podcast that I do. These people don't fucking see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you're employee of the month.
Employee of the month.
Bucket.
I don't know what's going on.
Recency bias.
Possibly.
Is there anyone else that's been there for a month that was eligible for the award?
Everyone was eligible.
Everyone was eligible.
Wow.
I mean,
well done.
Quite
so
a high turnover.
Yeah. Well bloody done. The people's champion. Finally.
What did you win? £100 gift voucher for Amazon.
Nice. Yes.
The last place I worked at, the employee of the month, which is like, was shit there because it was like, just a manager was like, oh, who do we like the most?
Really?
Like, it wasn't really an employee of the month thing. Do you know what I mean? Whereas here, it's like, oh, yeah, and you win, like, a plate of sushi. It was a sushi restaurant. Yeah. Like, cool, brilliant. But here, it's like, oh, yeah, we got you this gift card. I'm like, oh, cheers, you know, like, thank you. I scanned it, and it was like £100 is in your account. I'm like, this must lovely. Be a mistake.
Yeah, it's very nice.
That's very generous. It's a great place to work.
What was your pillow story then?
I woke up at 5 in the morning with my...
ready for that rise and grind employee of the month.
Oh, it's got to be done,
straight
right?
to the ice bath.
Is it John and Ellis?
Don't know.
Podcast. I fell asleep to it. I woke up. It was still going. I'm like, I feel a bit weird. Mm. Look at my pillows covered in blood.
Where's all the funny segments? Oh.
What? Oh, I thought it was going to be like a psychological thing. But
it could be, yeah. Just nosebleed. I don't know what's going on. Just like a faucet.
I need a wee-wee.
I think I'm sleepwalking at the minute.
Like right now?
I close all my doors at night and I wake up and they're all open again.
Oh. I mean, that's terrifying.
Yeah, I live alone.
You live alone, yeah. Have you got a camera you can set up and film yourself?
Oh, I always feel a bit dodgy about that.
Live alone?
Yeah, could do that.
I feel like it would be more of a safety thing.
But if I've accidentally end up with, like, recorded footage of me wanking or whatever, because I forgot about it, I'd look
at it. I'm not saying you record this and then instantly go, hey, I need to show this to someone without pre-watching it.
But it would be a bit traumatising,
yeah. Yeah, but
going through the footage, try to see if I sit one. It's just me.
You wanking.
Wanking all night.
Yeah. And it's just somebody walking in and looking and going, yeah. Just walking back out again.
Oh. Yeah.
Could be your neighbours trying to stop you.
Could be. Just wanking too much.
Ethan wakes up in the morning and all his doors open.
Oh.
Even though they were all shut the night before.
What, front door?
Or like the bedroom doors. The bedroom door. And the kitchen door.
Ethan lives alone. He thinks he's sleepwalking.
Why
I say,
he set up a camera?
That's what I said, yeah. But Ethan's worried that he's going to watch the footage back and it's just going to be him wanking.
If that happens, it happens. I'd still rather get the clarification.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you'd just be a bit like, oh, God, I forgot again. I'm wanking again. And it's just all this collated footage of me.
How much
wanking.
Are you worried about you wanking so much?
I don't think
it seems like you're worried enough that you won't forget. Like, this is obviously an issue, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd rather know if I've got strangers in my house than
just look.
If I'm just wanking.
Do you remember when all the Jewish people lived in the sewers in New York?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not all of them.
Sorry.
All of them, Stephen. That was the story.
Sorry.
Every single remember.
I withdraw that immediately.
And why are you worried? What, how is
Kimmel
that
doing down there?
How does that relate to you wanking in your sleep?
Well, I've got a loft.
Quit bragging.
So you're worried that there's all the Jewish people in Manchester are living in your loft?
Not all of them.
Jewish people in the loft.
You know what?
That was one diary.
Oh, fuck's sake.
And I'm gonna
nice one, Ethan.
No, stop right now.
Not the stereotype we need.
You're just wanking.
I don't think there's any.
He's wanking again.
They're upstairs.
There's no Jewish.
Can you hear this?
There's no
saddest diary.
Day 300. He's doing it again.
He's definitely not asleep. You can tell by how slow he talks.
I can't wait for them to find me.
He's filming.
Get me out of
here. Again.
Why does he open all the doors first? When he comes in,
it's opening the windows now.
He's got shit on his pants.
Just picture an Ethan completely shit covered trousers just bashing away.
Just looking at the YouTube comments over there. An angry wank.
God, I'm such a loser, aren't I?
And I love it. It's cute though, man. It's good to have hobbies.
Yeah. I know that there's a Jewish person in the loft.
Have a wank and then start the camera? So, like, get it out of your system.
Yeah.
Have a few wanks if you need to.
Or wear boxing gloves.
Yep.
Start the camera,
that's
put boxing gloves on.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually.
Yeah. And then if there is someone coming in, open up all the doors and you wake up.
Bang!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bang.
Nice.
Yeah, this will stop
the doors again. Yeah.
At the weekend, I went to a show, and it was the jury experience. So when you go in, you're part of the jury.
Oh, wow.
Of like a court case. And so they hand everyone two glow sticks, one's red and one's blue.
Okay.
And the woman in front of me cracked hers, so I thought I'd do the same. And the usher came over, not the R&B singer.
Oh, nice, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, he came over and said, you're not supposed to crack those. They won't last till the end of the show. And quick as a flash, I said, yeah, neither will I. And I was expecting him to laugh. He didn't. And then the court case was to do with the inventor
just
of
horrible harrowing.
Stephen did what? This is very interactive, this theatre. Yeah, I suppose I will volunteer. So it's to do with the inventor of automatic driving cars.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of his cars had sensed a collision and veered off to the left and killed a cyclist.
Nice.
But because it had prevented a collision by veering off,
yeah.
I was sort of like, I don't care either way.
Yeah.
You know, quite early on I was ambivalent to the case.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so good to know, though.
Not interested enough.
No.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. And obviously, I think it is based on true events, so it's very sad if, you know, you were close to the person who got killed, but sadly...
It's a thing they keep going on about in, like, ethics and, like...
Yeah. There was something, wasn't there? Didn't a self-driving taxi run someone over?
This has been, like, a thing for years. Like, it's a trolley problem.
Yes.
Would you pull the lead? Like, do you know the trolley problem?
No, sorry.
So you're on a... you're at a platform and there's a lever that makes the trolley go left. So it's going forward.
Do you mean train?
A train. Well, it's called the trolley problem because it's a tram.
Oh.
But, you know, whatever, train problem.
Don't really get trams, mate.
There you go.
Wouldn't be there in the first place.
So, the trolley's going to go forward and kill one person.
Oh, they mentioned this in the thing.
Yeah. But, is it one person?
They did five people are on, if you pull it, it'll kill five people, but if not, the whole train carriage is going to crash. I'd feel bad pulling it because then I've killed the five.
That's the problem, basically. So by not doing anything, someone's going to die.
Their destiny happen, and I go, I'll film it, I suppose.
Yeah.
Harry Hill can commentate over this. 250
content,
for me.
Baby.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
I'm a content, baby. Anyway, so I thought it was a clever idea, but some of the ways they interacted with the audience, one was like question A or question B. And I was like, both questions are shit. So I think... it just needed a little bit of reworking. But if the case was juicy, and I know it's difficult because you don't upset people in the audience if you touch on something too serious.
No.
But if they had a real juicy case, then it could be good.
Is this like a escape room-esque sort of thing? Like,
no,
is it
it's
like
a theatre show, Max.
Okay. Okay, fair enough.
The exits are designated. You can just walk through a curtain.
Mm.
So would you decide the outcome of the case?
Yeah, the audience does, and I think we went not guilty. And when we looked around, there's loads of guilty ones. So, not guilty. But they don't tell you that. It's not like at the end they go, it was actually guilty or anything. It's just sort of left a bit open-ended.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why I didn't enjoy it as much, you know.
Resolution.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Father's Day, did you do anything? Message your papa and say?
I messaged him.
What did he say?
He said, thanks. How's the holiday going?
Yeah.
Love that back and forth.
I think I messaged him back. Oh. I did. Yeah, I had a little chat. I'll catch up with him when I'm back here.
You are?
Yeah. If you have a son, what kind of things do you think you'll teach him?
Comedy,
yeah.
I don't know. I'll leave that to Zoe, and I'll just sort of... I'll just be there.
Yeah.
Wiping his arse till he's 80.
Till he's 80.
Yeah, I'm going to live a long time. It's going to keep me going, you know. But the day he goes, I'll do it myself, Dad. I just die. That's it for me. What's my purpose?
My work here is done.
What would I teach myself?
The wiping,
just to get my first and last tear. I don't know what I'd teach my son.
It'd be horrible that, if you knew you were going to die the day your son could start wiping his own bum.
You'd be like,
I would never want this to happen.
Yeah. So, I'd just be feeding him prunes.
Yeah, what would you do to prevent it, Max?
Honestly.
Would you trick him?
Yeah, you'd have to, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I imagine there's so many ways to, wouldn't you? You'd have to really fight for it.
you could from an early age just tell him, no, if you wipe your own bottom, then you'll die.
Yeah.
And then really mess him up that way. But
yeah,
keep yourself alive for the greater good.
Yeah. Kind of lock your son in a basement, perhaps, because obviously the outside world is the problem.
Yeah. And then,
that's what's going to teach him that you're not right.
But then there's a beautiful moment where you tell your son, you confess, and he goes, Dad, I knew. I've been fingering my ass every night for the past 20 years. And you go, oh, son, come here. And then it's a beautiful embrace.
Yeah. Oh, it is nice.
And then he reaches down.
Imagine like you're having an argument with your son. He's like,
That's weird to imagine, mate.
Is it?
Yep.
Hey, imagine this.
Imagine this guy.
Hang on, is it?
Is it?
Imagine your son.
You're having an argument with
himself.
Your son. He's gonna wipe his own bum as a threat against you.
Fucking employee of the month.
King's honours list. David Beckham, sir.
Fucking been begging him for a while, hasn't he?
Yeah, bro's been begging. That's what I'd be saying at the church. Yeah. I mean, next to King Charles, you go, bro's been begging this, though. Yeah, you go on your knees, beg. Yeah, wash you down there. King Charles probably turned to his right and go, oh, yeah.
No, he wouldn't. No, don't do that to yourself, mate.
King Charles. Who else? Oh, the woman who does Traitors. She's getting an MBA or something.
Really?
Claudia Winkleman. Test Daily. Do you know what? They're just handing them out this stuff.
Yeah,
if they gave it to more meritable things.
David Beckham, I can be like, I kind of get.
Yeah.
But Claudia Winkleman,
yeah,
host of The Traitors.
Is that just Charles likes watching it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Him and Camilla wrapped up in bed.
Yeah. We've got to get 50 people done. Who have we got?
Yeah.
Claudia Winkleman.
What's the point in the Royal Variety Show these days?
I don't know.
Because they all
get Michael McIntyre out
there. Yeah,
the
they sit up there, you know, they fucking love it, you know, and it's like just...
I think it's been going on for so long, they just have
it's
to
tradition,
do it.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
What's the point of the royal family these
What's
days?
What's the fucking point?
Yeah.
Think any of us will ever get, well, maybe not knighted, but...
no.
What, a job on the Royal Variety?
No. What's the lowest thing? Is it OBE? Is it OBE?
MBE
or MBE?
OBE, one of those two.
Yeah.
I think the closest I'd get... What have I done the most is probably paedophile jokes about Prince Andrew.
Yeah.
Unless Charles is trying to get one over on him, I don't think I'm getting one.
Any fucker can get an OBE. You can just
right,
fucking
next
do
week,
it.
Next
yeah,
week
do
you
it.
Better have one.
You need,
or else leads. The comments are going to eat you alive, mate.
That's true. I don't know. You need one person to recommend you, and then you get considered.
Just one person.
Should we all do each other? Then?
Yeah, we should be all.
Employee of the month.
Yeah, imagine that.
That's
OBE
good.
Of the month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it like one day a year that they give them out? Or?
Would you be annoyed if instead of an OBE they gave you an EB out? And it's just Charles poking you with a sword.
And he's, and
why is he poking
and
you
he's
with
so
a sword?
Fucking smug that he's thought of this.
Get out of my palace, you fucking stink.
You invited me here. You got me a car.
Go on.
Live in Manchester.
About to fucking burn it.
Just like David Diana's. I mean.
And then I would turn to camera and go, my work here is done, baby.
This all fogged up.
Yeah, cut it through the stink.
All the flies.
Can't hear me through the stink. What does that even fucking mean? Oh, it smells so bad in there, I can't fucking hear anything. Oh, that doesn't even make sense, bro. Yeah? You look like the real idiot now. Yeah. Fucking sniff that, bruv. Do you know, I would be honoured. It would be a fucking honour, wouldn't it?
I suppose you would be. More news. Oh, Parklife was the other week. Ryan missed it because he was in.
There's a guy down the road from where I work, and he said he was at his gym. Went into the sauna. 50 Cent was there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just fun. That's cool. A video that I saw and then was sent to me by, it was sent to me by Cal Freese as well.
Okay.
A guy who did his Parklife Day 2 fit reveal. It's a guy there dressed as The Undertaker.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to do that and get your likes, then at least credit Max Smith, who is the original Parklife Day 2, turning up dressed as The Undertaker. It's just one of our...
I feel like it was more my funeral that day than anyone else's.
One of our most popular stories from the podcast of old was the story of Max turning up to Parklife on Day 2, dressed as The Undertaker, caked in mud. And this guy's obviously so paying homage, but you've got to stick Max's hat in there next time, man.
Yeah. Let's see if he took two full pills as well. Rolling around on the floor like a fucking idiot. God, I'll never forget waking up. Not even waking up, just coming to in the middle of a tent with like some hardcore music playing. Yeah. And I'm like, where the fuck am I? The last thing I remember, I was in a tent with, you know, Stephen and all that in the VIP section, and now I'm in the middle of fucking, I have no idea where I am.
Yeah. No longer at the festival.
Covered
someone's garden.
In millets. With your phone blaring. What?
There's somebody outside on the ring camera. Smashing into their back garden.
Trump's horrible birthday parade.
Miserable,
that, isn't it? Yeah. Did it remind you of Pirate Pete's?
Everything does. Yeah, sad, yeah.
Do you have some empathy for Trump, watching on as he's...
Yeah, you've got it, right?
Where's all my mates?
Yeah.
I didn't see this parade. Is it bad?
Yeah, on the same day they had the No Kings parade, which had a massive turnout.
Because why is Trump having a birthday parade?
It's very North Korea, isn't it?
It is. Do you know what the parade was? It was like the tanks going up the street.
Come on.
The army, not goose-stepping, but whatever their steps are. Getting their steps in, whatever.
He likes dictators,
doesn't
he? They love
that, the soldiers getting the steps in.
Yeah.
Completing their rings.
It was a bizarre event, and you could tell that all the audience were bored.
Cardboard, were they not real? Is that what you mean by that? Was it like a fake crowd?
No, like how bored I am with
nice.
What you just said, Ethan.
Nice.
Fucking these two going at it.
Yeah. He's probably got a few accounts that he types up.
Millions.
Why I don't get with you, Ethan, is why people say you sound like Cameron Green. I don't hear it.
No.
I don't get that.
I can't like really hear Cameron Cameron's voice.
Cameron has a reputation for rambling on. Mm. Maybe. Maybe they're doing that to you.
Surely I don't have that.
What else have they been saying? Like, can you...
I just am a
sound like Cameron Green.
Sound like Cameron Green. Talk too slowly.
Right, we'll have to quick.
Come on.
Sorry, that's
fine. Yeah, right.
Oh, that's fun.
It's kind of just them two moon things.
That's fine. They'll grow to love you.
Yeah. And it's impressive from Stephen to find another producer who I hated as much as Joe McGraw.
Ooh, that is bad. Yeah. That burns.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's
really
good.
Smart.
I think that's just an opportunity to, like, turn phrase a little
use
bit.
Use Joe McGraw as a weapon. Yeah. He is a weapon. Get ready to do some producing. It's time for our first segment, Tom Looney Celebrity Gossip.
Oi, did you hear what that Looney bloke just said?
Brooklyn Beckham deepens rift with his family by splashing out £11 million on a new mansion in LA with wife Nicola Peltz.
He's married now.
Oi, did you hear what that Looney bloke just said?
Great that you were reading the papers whilst away, keeping up to date, not letting anything get past you. It's probably why you're still a bit tired. You're not actually rested there. Brookie B, still our favourite. Where's his fucking knighthood?
That's it.
He'll get one.
He should get one.
He will.
Bloody dad.
How old's old David Beckham right now?
Ooh, 50. He's
about 70.
He's turned 50.
50?
A couple of weeks ago, yeah.
I saw someone naming footballers. Before their, just a TikTok where they see the hair before the hair transplant and seeing who it was. David Beckham's hair was really bad at one. I don't remember this.
Yeah,
I think
his was around lockdown.
Was
it? People got away with it around then.
Mm. Yeah, like an Ed proper. That's Beckham. Fucking hell.
Does that put you off him a bit?
No, I just like because he was. I always consider him to be very on it with his image.
Mm.
Yeah. And that just seemed very non-David Beckham that he would let his hair get bad.
He had a skinhead at one point, he made that work. Maybe he was debating it, he was going, I could just shave it off.
Did you ever have a David Beckham haircut?
No.
I did.
You did, yeah?
Did the mohawk for, just a day.
Just a day?
Well, it was, because when he had the longer blonde hair, it wasn't shaved on the side, it was pretty much just the normal hair and he just... did the mohawk.
Yeah, there was a time when he did that.
Yeah, so I mean, a few people tried, you know, I just did it one day.
Do you know when, like, kids were inspired by Beckham and stuff, yeah, do his hair?
And shag Katie Price.
Yeah. Do you know what I did? I did Gok Wan, because I used to really like Gok Wan as a kid. So I bought the same glasses as Gok Wan, and I styled my hair.
Why
like
Gok Wan?
I really like Gok Wan.
How old were you when you were?
Do you know Gok's fashion and try and look 10 years younger?
Yeah.
Just great TV shows.
I don't know much about. Wasn't he? He's a very, like, very gay man.
Oh, yes, very gay man. Yeah.
Very gay man. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So were you wearing,
he's a,
like,
DJ now as well?
Is he? Yeah. Is he? Is he good?
Still, I don't gay? Know. I've never really. I think he is.
Mm. Mm.
But yeah, he's a DJ. It's now time for You'll Have Your Lose with Max Smith.
Oh my God. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Who here loves to laugh?
Me.
Love that enthusiasm. I thought we would play a little game today for You Laugh, You Lose.
Yep, yeah.
Add a little bit of a little spice to the mix.
What spice is it?
I'm going to be a person, you've got to guess who I am.
Okay,
so
Hagrid.
If you win, you get
Susan
a boost.
Boyle.
Sorry? Who's the first one? Oh, Hagrid. I thought you said Egghead.
Captain Pugwash.
Yeah, I've not started yet.
Captain Pugwash.
You don't want these laughs. That's fine.
Not these laughs.
He's confident.
I don't want these laughs.
So we don't actually have to guess, really. He can't make
us
say
anything. Yeah, I was going to say, because this is a little bit. This is a bit risky, isn't it?
Well, I've got stuff I need to put on.
You're going to wear some
Trunchbull.
Fuck me, Mrs. Trunchbull.
Are we?
I don't even like Miss Trunchbull.
What
Miss Lunchbull.
What do you think?
Lunchbull is famously small. I'm going to get dressed. Can you give me a minute?
If he was a character from Matilda, I think it'd be someone else, to be honest.
Yes. The honey lady.
Honey monster.
Not in the film, bro. Not in the film, that's unfortunate. Can you keep your eyes closed?
30 seconds on the clock.
30 seconds on the clock now.
Fucking hell. Absolutely wild shit. Crazy. Crazy, I tell you. These wings, 10 out of 10. No, I'm not on Ozempic. Oh, wow, it's working, though. Fucking hell. 10 out of 10, that, Max. Oh, no, I don't like it. Don't like it. It tastes of book. And I know what book tastes like. Woo-wee. Oh, my hair's not falling out, is it? No, I'm going to Turkey for that next week anyway. Is that time over? Fuming. Mate.
You're just so much effort. I was just thinking, if we don't laugh, it makes it all the more special. So much effort's gone into it.
Hey, wings and Nutella, though.
Yeah. How'd you think that up?
Oh,
going straight to the tax man.
What the fuck was that?
Last, oh, it?
Last time you were Joe, we didn't laugh.
I don't remember that.
You had jam all over your face.
The poo on. Do you know? I think it would have got me more. Is it? There was just a little.
Yeah. Just a smidge.
If you'd done a little bit there,
I think you might have got me.
Oh, too much poo.
Was
it? It's funnier now because it really looks like poo.
I was laughing a lot. I was doing that. I didn't open my mouth.
Yeah,
we're really next good. Week, eh?
It was the hair that got me. I liked that. That was good.
Well done, Max. That was good.
That was good.
That was, yeah.
Thank you for going to that effort. See you, mate. It's now time for Stephen Lies.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Stephen lies. Stephen sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Stephen first.
The Hungry Professor.
A lovely stroll in nature.
A big walk in food.
And the question was, what's a good idea for a first date?
The Hungry Professor.
I know what he had.
Yeah.
Any first date, from my experience, is always and always improved by The Hungry Professor.
The Hungry Professor, 100%.
This is a character of yours, isn't it?
It's not. It's not just that. It's now a theatre show on at the Manchester Opera House,
right?
That I have performed and directed.
Oh, really?
Produced. Yep.
You kept this quiet.
Yeah.
Well, I was just hoping, you know, naturally it'd grow. I don't want to do it out here and have sold out crowds every week. I want it to grow organically.
No, of course, yeah, that's true.
Is the Hungry Professor the protagonist of the show?
No.
No.
It's his nephew Jerome, which I play.
Jerome, wow.
Who you play? Has Jerome got any classic lines?
He goes, but I'm from St. Kitts and Nevis.
That is a classic line. Yeah. I've only heard it once and it's already
needling
its way in.
Cool context.
Yeah, of course. You wear a cool hat?
No. Why are you disappointed at that?
Just love cool hats, man.
So you star in the show?
Yeah.
So you play Jerome?
Yeah.
So your date would be...
Front row. Hopefully.
Yeah.
They're willing to pay.
Are you talking to her throughout the show?
Or him.
That's so true.
Pig. Jesus,
mate. And you kind of play
women can
play
go
through
to the
them a little bit.
Well. Naturally, I'll say every single line to them.
Right, okay.
Naturally, of course.
Yeah, I'm a performer.
Yeah.
I respect that. But I'll do big gestures for the rest of the crowd to enjoy.
Yeah. Could you just do that for us now? Let's pretend Tom is your...
Right, well, you'll have to play a couple of the other characters.
That's fine.
You'll be...
I've not signed up.
All right, well, Max can.
Yeah.
You'll be Camp Edna.
Camp Edna, nice.
The cheekiest Nazi this side of
the... Oh, really?
Balkan. Yeah.
Okay.
The one with the lisp.
But it's subtle. It's right. subtle.
It's really subtle.
I only get spat on a few times.
Yeah. And that's not because of the words. That's just weird stage directions.
Go on, Edna.
Nine.
It's not your line.
Is it not?
No, I've worked hard on the script. You can at least...
There's literally one bit where she says, nine.
Oh, fine, yeah, but you need my line before it.
Well, fine, do it then. Fuck off.
How old was your last sexual partner, Edna?
But it's okay. Well, it's not okay.
Edna!
I'm not saying it's okay. I'd never say it's okay.
My uncle, the professor, should work on your brain.
Say it.
No, but what I was going to say was, we don't like Edna. She's a Nazi.
Why are you talking in the third person, Edna? Let's keep the fourth wall built.
Edna is not a hero.
Edna's not a hero in this story.
She's the most obvious villain that's ever been written.
She's cool, though.
No, she's not.
She's got a cool hat.
No, she's not.
She doesn't have a cool hat.
She loudly sexed a 9-year-old throughout the whole play.
I said I'd play the character if she has a cool fucking hat.
In my vision, Edna's sort of likeable to the audience. No!
Really, that...
Blatant paedophile.
And a Nazi.
Forgot that.
Massive pedo, but yeah. It's the Nazi stuff we frown on. Well, all of it.
Anyway, so...
Nine.
So my ideal first date is going to watch that show.
Yeah, sounds like a good show.
Yeah, that's...
And it's just under 3 hours, so you get a nice interval for two hours, and then...
is that all together?
Or is that interspersed
throughout the show?
So the two-hour interval is in between half hour and half hour.
Right.
So. People get really drunk in that 2 hours, don't they?
What I cleverly do is I do 59 minutes in the first act.
Nice.
Two-hour break, and then I just conclude everything in 1 minute. So wait for everyone to be seated. Do my last minute, and then we all go off.
That's
good. Stand an ovation sometimes.
Yeah. Right.
And seated from the disabled.
You come back out, and you wake up, and it was all a dream.
No, never.
You scream word up.
They'd hate that, and that's definitely not what I'd do for the sequel.
What a dream that is, though, eh?
Maybe more than a sequel, a trilogy. At the end of the trilogy,
is my character
just go,
dead? Is Cam Bender coming back?
You were just playing it for this part. You didn't get the role.
Yeah,
really?
It was bad.
Well, you do it better than me.
No, look, I've got Olivia Colman lined up for this.
Oh, she's not going to do better than that, is she?
Anyway, what's this? A lovely stroll in nature.
Lovely stroll in nature.
Why has nature got a capital N? Ooh, we spot the fraud.
I kind of did it like it's almost like a title.
Right.
Title. You title your dates.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Not misses, though, because that's a bit...
Yeah.
That could be nice. I feel like, you know, going for drinks or food, like it's a bit, you know...
Costs, you said.
Yeah.
Costs, you said, I'm not putting my hand in my wallet.
But I think it's a good chance to, you
you're
know,
the sort of guy
you want
that
to get to know the person.
If you're getting food and a date, you're going, you're paying half.
Yeah, yeah. And you go, if I'm putting my hand in my pocket, it's to adjust my boney, you've given me love.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Check if I brought my condoms out with me.
Yeah. Oh, I have. Weird to do in nature. What have you got, Max?
I put a big walk and food with a question mark.
More like a walk in big food.
What do you mean? A walk in big food.
Just a big...
So I'm like walking through a gatto.
You've walked to the restaurant and now you've got a big pile of food.
Yeah,
I'd do that.
A big wank and food.
Why is it a question mark? Are you kind of... You're going to agree on the walk and you're going to suggest...
Bro's got no riz. You're bloody asking us out there.
If I'm walking through the
food,
yeah, exactly. What if they're like, you know what, I've already eaten? Yeah. I'll be like, well,
and you can watch
and
me.
Maybe Bubba's hungry.
Are you kidding?
Bro's got no riz.
Bro's got mad riz. If she says no food, I'll be like, right, I brought my own.
What did he call?
And I've got a few pork pies in my pocket.
What did he call? I missed the laugh.
Bubba.
Bubba.
Is Bubba hungry?
Who said that?
You, mate.
You in the day?
No, I didn't say that.
You in the woods?
Yeah, well, you're going through nature. I'm going through an industrial park.
Yeah, yours is a bit similar to Tom's. Yeah,
that is weird.
That is weird. That
is fucking weird.
Because we've got two clearly defined answers then, just, and food?
What's wrong with asking if they want to go eat
Let
food?
Let Bradley Walsh ask the questions,
pal. That's a
little
bit...
Well, maybe I'm dating Bradley Walsh.
Are you? Why'd you call her she and her then?
Mm. Maybe he likes that.
What else does he like? Bro, this
You're
is
all
falling
about
apart.
Your fucking
Bro,
self,
this is all
you?
Falling apart.
No, because I don't do the things he likes.
What does he like then?
Pegging. Is that what you wanted to hear? Pegging.
Why would he date a man to be pegged?
Maybe I don't have the equipment that he wants.
What? 4-inch penis?
No, if you wanted a 4-inch penis, I'm well equipped for that.
Really?
Yeah. And that's soft.
Fine.
cheers, bro. Yeah, I'm clearly telling the truth.
Yeah.
When was the last time you went for a big walk and food?
Not that long ago.
Where'd you go?
Hebden Bridge.
What'd you eat? Ass.
Yeah, mate, if you're going to do it, Hebden Bridge is the place.
Do you want some, love?
There's plenty to go around.
I should have a spoon somewhere.
Well, lesbians, isn't there?
Lesbian capital of the north, apparently.
Real hot spot.
Hmm.
But they hate you.
Yeah.
Psh, fucking bloke.
Fuck yeah.
Should we be some lesbians bloke. As you walk in?
Okay. Am I walking in?
After you've done your big walk.
Hello! A little bit sweaty because of the walk.
God, why are you shouting?
Because of the market outside, you can't really hear me.
Why would I want to hear you?
No, because this is your establishment.
Oh, the man's got to be heard, has he? Oh, yeah, like you haven't been heard for the first 2,000 years. I don't believe
I'm not 2,000 years old, to be fair. Do I?
Yeah, greater twat.
Well, that's just rude now, isn't it?
I am rude.
Mm. Right, well, you know what? I hope your business fails.
It's not my business, I'm just a customer.
Yeah. You're a customer?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't want to frequent a place that has customers like you.
My business is I treat young children with AIDS. And you hope that fails.
Annoyingly.
And you hope that fails.
You know what? I'm out of here. And I hope you choke on whatever you're eating.
Well, I'm not eating anything. I'm just feeding this child. Who has And you want him to choke, do you? Pig.
Pig. You had to go there, did you?
What he's eating.
He's eating pig, is he?
Sausage.
Oh, he's living the high life. Where's my pig?
Go and order it.
He already said I don't want to order.
Awful.
That place that you frequent.
Awful man.
Do you know what, mate? You're better off without her. I'm not speaking to you. I'm speaking to the kid. Better off without her.
Why are you speaking to my child? Weird guy.
You are better off without her.
Weird guy. Don't,
she's dragging
don't
you down, bro.
Don't spit at the man. I know he's awful. Don't spit at the man.
Did he spit on me?
Why are you clapping? Now he's spitting more.
It might be his birthday. I don't know.
Now all the kids are spitting on you because you've encouraged it. Freak.
You're all I'm fuming at you guys. Just you fucking wait.
Why are you swearing in front of kids with AIDS?
Oh, you've taken them all out for the day?
Yeah.
All right.
My business.
Okay.
It's none of yours.
What do you mean that's your business? You charge for this. You're not a charity.
I charge them quite a lot.
Jesus Christ. Got a job going?
No. So I think Max has got the different question.
What do you think my question was?
I don't even care.
You don't care. Bro doesn't care. I'm going to vote for Stephen because I don't think Stephen would go to the Hungry Professor for a first date. Not for a fucking second.
Tom, it all comes down to you.
I don't fucking care enough to vote.
Great segment, this. Great fucking segment.
I'll vote for Max as well, then.
Yeah, guys, it was me. I got favourite sex position.
Hell, that's gonna get clipped up, innit?
Yeah, I got favourite sex
like
position.
Like a fucking mug.
Hungry professor, mate.
You can pull the wool over our eyes.
Yeah,
my eyes are clearly fucking open. So open, bro.
Why are you staring at kids? Oh, wait, we'll not do that.
They're not even here, mate.
Yeah, it was me, guys.
Oh.
It's annoying, that, innit?
I feel like a fucking.
You know, looking back, I feel like the worst signs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Name two. Probably the big fucking son he had in his hands, mate.
Yeah, silly.
Check in.
Well, it's great.
You seem genuinely annoyed.
A big walk and food.
Yeah, the food's like, maybe not. It depends on how big the walk
seems out of the way to go now, you know.
Well, not like a picnic.
Good first date. Yeah, walk or a picnic.
Yeah, yeah. I can't be doing a big walk with no snackies.
Mm. Oh, mine's just a little stroll.
I've got a boost in my bag for you.
No, I don't want it. I googled the green boost and it has loads of caffeine in, apparently. That's why it got
is
bad.
That the Guarana one?
Yes!
Yeah, I remember that.
My boy knows his chockey.
Yeah.
Why do it have caffeine in? Does regular boost... Is it to give you a boost?
Yeah, it must have been. Yeah, it must have.
Clever, man.
I don't know if the regular one does, but this one.
What's your favourite confectionery?
My boy's back.
That they discontinued.
Oh, it's the Mars Delight for me.
Mars Delight.
It's nothing like the actual Mars. Oh, it's more like a Kinder Bueno.
Remember the Mars Delight, that was good.
It's great.
Do you know what I love, Tom?
Go on.
Jelly Baby ice lollies.
Oh, what?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Because they were proper, like, it's like an ice lolly, but they were almost, like, chewy and soft.
I think I know what you're on about.
But there's Jelly Bear ones, and they still have them. Ooh. Or Haribo ones, they're in Sainsbury's.
But the actual thing was like a jelly baby, wasn't it? It wasn't like
so
the one that you've, it's got like the handle's got like the sweets in, hasn't it?
Oh, no. This is a big jelly baby.
It was like a big jelly baby, yeah.
And like when you suck it, it comes down because it's so soft.
Oh, yeah, I love when that happens.
Yeah.
And you just get tissue.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
I could have worded that much better.
Bro's bricked up right now.
His mind the blood rush from my head.
I mentioned the Hungry Professor. I should have known. What's yours favourite?
A Dreams back?
The white chocolate bar. I'm not big on white chocolate.
I used to love white chocolate.
Of course you did.
I can't stand it, so.
Yeah. What makes sweet? What is white? You got dark chocolate, which is no milk. Milk chocolate, which is milk.
Milk!
And is white chocolate more milk?
It's not actually chocolate, I don't think.
Is it not?
Chocolate. I don't think it necessarily classes as a chocolate.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that.
No, I'm not a fan.
I'll always go dark before I go white.
Mm.
Primarily from cocoa butter, sugar and milk solids. Lax cocoa solids, which are responsible for the brown colour.
What do you think?
There you go.
Yeah.
We now have IMAX.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I don't think we even need the jingle. We'll just.
Hey guys!
Hi. An award-winning segment.
Yeah. Oh, Max. God. How many awards? Oh, too many to count.
Oh, it is a lot. It's people's favourite.
Me and the IMAX team.
Who's that?
Just a few of us in the office.
This office?
No, God, no. Got another one down the corridor.
Oh, why don't we ever go in there?
Stinks.
Stinks of popcorn. Popcorn and hot dogs.
Stinks so much you can't see yourself, can you?
It's a joke from earlier, mate, yeah? Fucking hell.
Oh, you're going to hit the alarm.
No, no, no. That was a classic callback.
A callback from a lawyer. me and my boys.
It's not going well for you, Max. The kids are age, you fool.
We were in that office, love movies, and
what's your favourite movie this week?
Movie. I saw Miss Doubtfire, the movie, not the woman or man in the dress, I guess. It was all right. It was good. I enjoyed it. Robin Williams.
Yeah, in his pomp.
What a powerhouse.
Famously dead. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Famously so.
Not in the film though.
No. Still a lot. Well,
trying to keep his marriage alive.
Yeah.
Or his relationship with his kids.
I think he accepts that his marriage is dead. I think it's more he wants
but
to keep.
He sees Pierce Brosnan walking around and goes, fucking hell.
Oh, he's a good looking man, Pierce.
But he's packing a big cock. Still
possibly.
Is. Still is. Good looking, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, we've looked at the IMAX model and we thought, you know what, this not
get
good.
Who led those discussions? Were you kind of brought along kicking and screaming or are you.
I wasn't even in the room.
You weren't in the room.
I wasn't even in the room.
And they were getting stuff done.
Too busy getting employed.
So behind your back.
Yeah, they went.
The team decided that this is not fucking.
Max is out downloading you fart sound effect.
Oh, I should have done that when I was. I was going to. Yeah, whatever. So that would have fucking saved the bit.
Could have.
Could have. What was I saying?
I don't know.
Got a new IMAX idea.
Because last week, it wasn't great.
Last week wasn't good.
Why was it so bad? Like, what was the premise?
You'll have to watch it back. It was just...
I would say the premise was, Ryan doesn't talk, take him to see the King's Speech guy.
Right.
Whatever, it doesn't matter.
Boring.
It was.
So this week, we've decided to change the segment a bit. It's called IMAX, I'm Here! We go behind the scenes to locations from films.
Have you got something to play?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And that's it, guys. You know, if it's bad, you can just keep that. You can cut that up.
Tune in next week.
I'd have gone to some
IMAX,
more.
Where are you now?
I'm here.
I'm a different studio.
Fucking, what a waste of time this is. Guys, here we go.
Welcome to the IMAX experience. Enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to IMAX, I'm Here. Thanks to our sponsor RC Cola, the great cola for great times, I've been able to step into the movies and see behind the scenes. This week, I'm at the location where the Inbetweeners movie was filmed. No, I'm not in Australia, and this little piggy's not swimming in Greece. No, this week, I'm... back at school.
Why, mate, can I have some of your Coke?
Not now, kid. I'm recording my segment.
Oh, shit, can I have...
It's not Coke, it's RC Cola, the great cola for great times.
Fuck off, clean shot.
Listen here, you little shit. This is my new segment, and we'll not have it railroaded by a little brat like you. Oh, this is my 8th can today. I need the toilet. Don't mind me. Just need to use the loo. Can you hold my recorder? Nope. More into movies and RC Cola. The great cola for... Right, listen here, you little shit.
You say that again, you're getting a bog wash.
Oh, that is a pedo!
Right, that's it. Owie! Oh, I feel sick.
So, yeah, I don't think IMAX is coming back.
Pedo!
No.
No,
not
no,
at all.
Health reasons.
Yeah. Oh.
Health, really?
Yeah. Are you sad?
No, I feel like a weight's been lifted from me.
Right. Why don't we do it as... Oh, max weight!
Max
How
weight?
You doing, max weight?
Down 2 pounds.
Well done.
Which is very...
He's pays for half of the Patreon. silly joke. Bit of fun.
Yeah. Unless you go for the app, £6.
And I'm still promoting the app.
Stop with that.
And maybe next week we'll have Maxi's Taxis because people want that. It's the final question. We haven't done a bloody character. I mean, we haven't had a guest walk in. Maybe we'll do that in the
You
Patreon.
Had Joe earlier.
Ethan, do you have a final question? I've got one here if you...
I've got one. And if
Ooh,
you hear
two final questions,
we'll just have see what Ethan says
today, boys.
We'll Question see if mine's off. Rubbish or not.
Yeah.
What was the last text message you sent?
Text, so not WhatsApp.
Text message.
Just text that I sent. I've got my who I sent it to.
Go on.
Should I just say the message? You've got to guess who I sent it to.
Yeah.
It's in Google Images. Chris MD Young, Chris MD Jersey News.
Omrod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris MD Young.
Well, the last text. fucking 2022.
What?
Do you not tell? Oh, you're a WhatsApp.
Yeah,
man,
a WhatsApper.
You must have text since 2022.
No, 2022.
Read this.
So it's I'm with Stephen. Some behind the scenes thing at the Liverpool match. Is this about tomorrow? Are you able to send me a voice note? Very loud in here.
No idea.
Facts.
Brilliant that. Sorry. Brilliant. I appreciate that. See you soon.
Fucking hell, what a segment to? That was.
Ooh, who's that to?
Oh, it could be anyone.
Ethan.
No, I don't think so.
No, I've never texted Ethan.
Oh.
It was to my girlfriend's dad. He was dropping off some boxes.
Boxes?
For my moving.
I filled these out, lad.
I did think you said boxes, though. That's,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
It. Interesting relationship.
What's Tyson Fury doing at your front door?
Yeah.
Yeah, my was to me boss. I work the next day. But that's mad.
You love a voice message.
That's the last time. Yeah, I pretty much exclusively send voice notes.
You know, bro's got like 2 minutes and you've got a 3 minute voice message.
Ethan, last message you want to do?
Oh, that's a good point. I might as well punish myself as well.
They hate me, ma'am. They hate me.
Only so after this segment.
I might as well be a dog's nappy.
My last message was to Chloe, who...
Who is...
Oh, Blowy Chloe, you call her.
Not Blowy Chloe. I said I was annoyed because... All I wanted to do was put something on and have my tea. More a disruption of routine. It's because my telly broke last night.
Oh, right.
Who's Chloe?
When you said you want to put something on, I thought you were
going to go.
My, as of 2 days ago, girlfriend.
Wow.
Was this whole segment so you could show off
yeah.
that you've got a partner?
Man's fuming.
Oh, yeah,
fuming.
Man. Oh, Chloe. Were,
yeah.
God, my boyfriend can watch fucking... Mortimer and whatever
Jesus
go
Christ.
Fishing and he's yeah, lost yeah. his head.
The magic's fucking over, isn't it?
He's got his blanket over his head. We had to eat us tea. Oh. Can he do it in silence?
It's a sad existence.
No, this
you got a girlfriend 2 days ago.
Yeah,
that's nice.
I'm not seeing Smell once today.
And if you break up, it. Can Tom have permission to just fucking rib you? Just fucking rib you sentence.
That's what you said.
What do you mean by rib, mate? Like
rib?
Oh,
oh
yes.
I thought you said rim.
No.
Crass.
Nothing very crass with rimming.
Do you have a question, Stephen, or who is that?
Is that it?
What's the worst thing to base your personality around?
Rimming.
Ooh, this is fun.
Yeah.
So
I've got a couple of suggestions. Oh,
well, I thought about this. well, no, just because I don't know if I said earlier, but I am going to I'm not going to drink for a bit. I've kind of.
What about Joe's birthday the weekend? Yeah. Haircon.
Because no, there's always something. There is always going to be something, but I don't need it.
You're going to go to Haircon sober?
Yeah.
Well,
I've been like not enjoying too many things around drinking.
Do you feel like you change as a person when you drink?
Change your indies.
I think I think I'm quite fun when I've had a drink, but you know, generally it reaches a point and then you know you come down the other side.
Yeah.
But I just want to see what I'm like without it for a bit. But I was thinking that a lot of people stop drinking, and they kind of. They just seem to make the personality about the fact they don't drink.
Yeah.
Like I did that once for 1 year.
Or like veganism and stuff as well.
A couple of things. One, I didn't say that about you.
Your eyes said it.
Didn't.
Some people.
No, they didn't.
Bro's getting defensive.
Didn't think that about you.
You went like that. You went, some people it up.
Second, fuck off. Like.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I don't.
To the point.
But that's not. I don't think that's me at all. You know.
Ooh, Tom, you don't want beef, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
This fucking very producer,
good.
Man.
Very good.
Fucking. Wait till I get in the fucking comments.
I guess your political party, that can be one.
Yeah, fucking hell.
That could be rubbish. Yeah. Because you'll alienate yourself from people straight away.
You see these, like, reform kids.
Yeah.
And they're just, that's all they talk about. How's the life, mate?
Reform.
Great, yeah.
You could create that political party.
Yeah.
Just a few more extra E's.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. Yeah.
What else is there?
Being a lad.
Yeah, being a lad. I was gonna shut say, up.
Yeah,
you know?
just drinking and shagging.
Beer,
and
What do you think about it? Shut up.
No, it's like, come on, just give it a rest.
Yeah, please stop.
You know, we're talking politics.
Yeah. Worst thing to base your personality on.
Having kids.
Yeah.
Not having kids.
I guess kids consume your life a lot, so it's tricky to escape it, especially when they're young.
I think that a lot of people say that when they, you know, when you have kids, a lot of your friends become other people with kids, and your friends that don't have kids, you don't see them as much. Yeah, I get it.
A car. Some people just keep talking about the
petrolheads. What else? I based a lot of my personality around FPL when it was going on, mainly because I was winning, so I didn't mind talking about it.
Sports. So people are going on about sports, and it's boring. Move on. Pogba scored a goal in the 50th minute in 2013.
Right, so what's your issue here, Max? Because the thing is,
I wish I cared.
Anna, but, like, I don't care about, like, gaming that much.
And I don't speak to you about gaming.
No, that's what I mean, I guess. So it's
so,
like...
What else? Oh, God.
Oh, so it's more the fact that people would speak to you inappropriately about it. And
religion, there's
care.
One.
Yeah, that's a hot button topic, that.
Yeah, shut up.
Quote sitcoms all the time. Or,
yeah.
We're just talking quotes.
I don't believe it.
Is there somebody at work at my old place?
Oh, Betty.
Go on.
Fuck off, Max. Just enjoy the great humour, yeah?
Yeah. Real good, that.
Yeah. Fucking
people belittling their friends.
No, it wasn't.
Looking at a man with tits
great...
and going, "Oh, Betty."
Oh, Betty. Frank Spencer.
Oh, Betty. That's what you said. You went, "Oh, Betty."
And I went, "Oh,
that's
Betty."
Because the guy that always sucks big boobs.
I was doing Frank Spencer. Don't you dare deny me my Frank Spencer.
Oh, I've seen Little Britain. Oh, Betty.
Fuck off, mate.
Fuming. I think this one
could be in your head.
Friends, yeah, it's another sitcom. It's not really a catchphrase there.
There's somebody at work that would just watch it constantly. Yeah. Is that what you're doing?
Should be working.
Yeah. People that ask questions that are too difficult to answer. Yeah.
Anyway, that's been another episode of the Great White Noise podcast.
Yeah, it's decent.
Not the Great White Noise.
Great
not,
back.
Not a shark making noise.
Could great do, though.
Oh, stop elongating this podcast, mate.
Eking every last bit out.
Still want to go to my empty home.
I've been joined by Smithy.
Whee! What up, guys?
Slug.
Tom Looney.
Hey.
Looney. Ooh, that's not nice.
Mine was a friendly callback to earlier when you said you green lighted the slug.
Enemy of the people, Ethan James.
Boo.
Ethan James.
No.
It's so shit.
It is bad. Apparently, it's one you've already done on a different podcast as well.
No.
Really?
No.
Really?
Max says that's recycling. Bye.
But I hate recycling.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.